Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Daniel Rasby.
And I'm Imran Rasby.
And we're a father-son team here at Higher Ground Financial Group. You can find us online at riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. And click the link there to make an appointment with us virtually so you can see us on Zoom or somebody from our team. But anyway, we talk a lot about these three killers: risk, fees, and taxes.
And so, Daniel, there's a lot of people that, you know, they get to retirement and they're thinking of, well, we kind of find some way to find deductions because there's so much taxes owed on my IRAs, my 401ks. I don't want to pay all these taxes. Is there any way around those? You know, you got to pay taxes, right?
You have to pay taxes. And in fact, internalizing that thought, you have to pay taxes, is one of the biggest steps towards freedom from taxes, because then you're not trying to get to that mythical completely zero all the time. I mean, yes, you can be in a zero bracket, but you've got to pay them first. So yes, you have to pay taxes, but the tax code is full of ways to delay or defer or move around taxes to a different year and so on.
So the tax code is a book of incentives. Mm-hmm. So they tell you, you know, if you do this, then we get this much tax off. If you do this, we'll do this. So if you know the incentives and which ones apply to you and what you like to do, because again, the incentive that I like, you may not like. You may want to do something else. So it's good to find somebody that understands the tax code.
For example, there may be some great incentives for oil and gas, and there's some really good, you can deduct 90% in the first year for intangible drilling costs, but maybe you hate oil and gas. Maybe you think oil is going down, you know, based on foreign politics or whatever. So then don't invest there. But there are some things that you can control that can give you a lot of good tax benefits. And we talk on this program a lot about the danger of deferring taxes and how it's often better to go ahead and pay them now. And I believe that's true, and it applies mostly to IRAs, 401ks, things like that, because you have much less choice later on in life about what to do with those. If you're deferring taxes relating to some kind of business entity, that can be really useful because there are ways to continue that indefinitely. So one of the great examples people use is 1031 exchanges. And they have, if you have real estate and if you sell it and buy another piece of property right away, you don't pay any tax on that gain as long as you follow those rules of the 1031 exchange.
But the tax is still going to be due sometime unless
you die, and then your kids can inherit with a stepped up basis. So that's
just real quick, step up in basis means that they get as the current value when you pass away, not the value that you paid for it. So they don't have to pay any capital gains.
So you bought this rental property 30 years ago for $100,000. And when you die, it's worth $1 million. Your kids get all that tax free. And there's a myth going around on social media that you have to have a trust in order to get that stepped up basis. That is not true. You get the stepped up basis anyway, automatically. Nobody has to do anything. The trust has to do with skipping probate to make it faster and easier for your kids to inherit from you. But whether you have a trust or a will or neither of those, your kids will still get a stepped up basis, but you definitely should have these other estate planning documents to get everything in order. So keep that in mind, the 1031 exchange. If you've heard that before, basically you can depreciate the property and take deductions for supposed lost value in that property over a number of years, 20 something years. Depending on the property, I think some commercial properties are up to the 30s.
Yeah, and you can also do cost seg, which means you have to get an engineering study to really see which ones you can depreciate faster than others. And some people like to do that because they want to get those depreciation dollars back into their pockets as soon as possible.
Yeah, and so then people are thinking, okay, cost seg is pretty cool. I can deduct a lot of the cost of that property right away, even in the first year, if I can show. And why is that? It's because I can show that some of these items in the house lose value faster than the rest. Maybe the roof has to be replaced sooner, or the new carpets or flooring, or the HVAC system, anything that has a shorter life than the 20 something years of a depreciation schedule, you can deduct that right away. And that's really cool. A lot of people find that useful, especially for larger properties. It may not be worth the time to do a cost seg study on a $50,000 rental house, but a $500,000 one maybe. But there is something else that was expanded in the new...
Before we go into that.
Okay.
Some people decided to do what's called a DST, a deferred sales trust, right?
Yes. So deferred sales trust, where you, when you sell a property, and this one is a little bit legally murky, depending on who you talk to. There are ways to set it up, but it does require that you have no control over how those proceeds are invested or who's holding them or anything like that. But basically, you're deferring the proceeds. If you really do have an arm's length transaction and somebody's paying you in installments, that's a very classic, you know, installment sale. You're spreading out the taxes. But a deferred sales trust, if you want to maintain some kind of control over that, it does get a little touchy. But there are ways to go in that direction, depending on what level of risk you want to take for audits.
So basically, there's give and take on a lot of different strategies. Some strategies may work better for some people, and some may work better for other people. But whenever you do something, you're going to give up something usually, right?
Yes.
It's not, nothing's free. Nothing's, you know, the magic bullet, magic button or whatever, easy button. There's different things. And ideally, you want to talk to somebody that's a fiduciary that understands the different tax laws and try to figure out what is best for you. One of the things that we are hearing a lot about is some kind of bonus depreciation.
Yeah. So this is what was expanded in the new Trump tax cuts from 2025. Bonus depreciation is now extended, and it's, I believe it's made supposedly permanent, whatever that means. So it's not expiring anytime soon. But what that means is different assets that you can buy for a business. And if you don't have a business currently, it's okay. Keep listening, because I'm going to show you how this can tie into retirement planning for you. So certain assets that you buy for your business can depreciate at different lengths of time, depending on the tax code. And there's all sorts of lengths of depreciation, up to 20 years, 30 years, I think even one 35 years. But what bonus depreciation means is if it would have been something that's depreciated over a 20-year period or less normally, you can now take all of that deduction in the first year. And that's huge. What's an example of that? A vehicle is a great example of that. A car, a truck, a piece of equipment like a backhoe, a jet, a plane, a boat, all of these vehicle types are normally going to be deducted over less than 20 years, and now you can deduct them all at once. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to buy a $3 million private jet, not for your personal use, for your business use, and that's the key difference. It has to be for business purposes only.
But I don't want to be in a business of jets. I mean, that's scary. It's a lot of unknowns, you know, insurance, liability, all that stuff.
Well, you can hire people to do that, or you can sublease the jet. So let's get to that part in a minute. So let's say you buy a jet for the business and the jet is $3 million. You don't have to spend $3 million on the jet. There are banks that will finance it. You only put down $500,000. So now you put down $500,000 for this jet and you get a $3 million tax deduction in the first year. And that's pretty cool, because now it creates a loss for your business, even though you didn't actually lose any money because it's depreciation. And that loss can be carried over to other types of income. There are limitations, but it's really cool that you can start a business, get all these deductions for the startup costs, and then the bonus depreciation, and use that to offset other income, including Roth conversions. So this is how it ties into retirement planning. Now, there is a limitation. The limitation is different every year. For 2026, it's $512,000 for a married couple, $256,000. If you're single, and that's the amount of loss that you can take against other income that's not business income, like IRAs, capital gains, things like that. But still, coming up with an extra $500,000 of losses from a business entity to offset a Roth conversion is really cool. So that means that $500,000 you're converting to Roth without paying any taxes at all.
What happens to the rest of the depreciation?
And the rest of it can be carried forward to another year. So you could use it again next year.
How long can it be carried forward?
It depends on how the deduction is set up. Sometimes a couple years, sometimes many, many years, and what kind of entity you have and the rules you're using for accounting. But in this example of buying the jet, you don't have to necessarily know all about private jets and run the whole company yourself. You could find someone to lease it from you on like an annual basis. So you're not finding a new tenant to charter it every 2 days.
But I don't know anything about this. So how would I be able to find somebody to lease it from me?
Well, talk to us. We have some connections with people that run those types of businesses and other types of businesses. This is just one example. And at Higher Ground, we don't broker these types of business deals, but we provide the tax advice and we can discuss and connect you with different people that we've vetted for those types of strategies. But bonus appreciation works in a lot of other ways, and it can go on a smaller scale too. It doesn't have to be a $3 million jet. You could start a Turo business, a car rental business, and you could buy a bunch of different Mercedes and BMWs and Ferraris for your business if you want.
For those that don't know what Turo is a company that sort of like Airbnb, but for cars. And you can list your car on there, and then you deliver it to whoever's renting it, or they come pick it up, and they rent it and lease it from you. And then, you get money for it. So it just depends on a lot of things. We've got clients that have actually started that. A younger client that's not a retirement client went down to Miami and started up buying a car just about every year. He's got several cars now, and he's able to depreciate all those.
And so it can be a good business. It can be profitable. But even if the business is not profitable, even if it's just breaking even, making a little bit of profit, you can get those deductions early on and then use those against other income. You can deduct it unlimited against other business income. So if most of your wealth is from a business that you already own, you can deduct with bonus depreciation unlimited amount against other pass-through entities that you have on your other tax return. But there's a limitation of $500,000 against other ordinary income like W-2 and IRA and things like that. But that's just one of many different examples that you can use. And in the case of the depreciation, just like a house that's depreciated, when you die, your kids can inherit that car or that jet or whatever else that's with a stepped up basis.
So let me get this straight. So we can do this with a car or a yacht or a plane. And let's say the yacht is $500,000. So I will put down $50,000 or $80,000 to put down. I finance the yacht. Somebody else leases it from me. So they're making the payments for me. But I get to depreciate the entire $500,000 from the yacht because it's under that limit.
Even though all you put in was $50,000 or $80,000, you can deduct $500,000.
Yeah, and I can do that every year until I've converted my $5 million of IRA.
You can. Now, I'll have this caveat before this segment ends. You need to counterbalance that with safety in your other assets. And here's why. Anytime you start a business or create an entity, there is a level of risk that's involved. And the risk is very high because it gives you this massive tax benefit because a lot of businesses do fail. And the government wants you to encourage new businesses and new business investment because there is risk. So if you happen to have a loss or some really bad years in that company, you need to counterbalance this with other money being safe and guaranteed. And so that's why you need to talk to somebody like our team here at Higher Ground about how do you take the existing IRAs that you're now converting and other investments you might have or savings and make sure as much of that is completely safe and protected as possible so that if something goes wrong on the business side, you have several years at least of cushion that you don't have to rely on income from the business or other things. So it's very important to counterbalance. Anytime you add risk in one area, you need to pull back and protect. The more money you have protected and guaranteed, the better off you're going to be long term.
Yeah, so go schedule an appointment at riskfeestaxes.com. Talk to us. We'll see what pertains to you, what is interesting to you, and how we can help you. But you got to go with somebody that has experience doing these things. If somebody just shows it on TikTok or Instagram, it's not really going to be able to help you.
So go to our website, talk to an actual tax attorney at riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.